All right, guys, welcome to another podcast here of Eli and Mike. And we want to welcome you, an amazing actress in fashion. And she does so many different things and produces movies. Guys, we have the amazing Sandy Awad here with us today. How are you, Sandy?
Hey, guys. Thank you so much for having me first. I'm good. Yes. How about you guys?
We're good. We're fantastic. Doing amazing. Now that you're here, we're doing amazing. Yes. So amazing. And I know Mr. Eli just introduced you, but there's so many other things that you do than just those couple of things. And we're going to get into that. We're so excited. But Miss Sandy, you know, where we like to kind of start is, you know, we kind of like want to know where are you from? You know, talk to us a little bit about your upbringing from the start.
Originally, I'm from Lebanon. Okay. I was raised in a village.
Okay. You villagers out there. Oh my gosh.
This is like, can you tell us a little bit about that though? Like the village.
It's very cute. Okay. We used to go down and we cut anything to make a salad. It would be down there. And okay. I was also raised in Beirut, but I'm from a village. Originally, I was raised in a village. My summers are in a village. And now I live between Paris, Dubai, and Los Angeles.
Oh my God, this is amazing. Okay, so hold on. So
from Lebanon to Hollywood to Paris, Dubai, like what in the?
This is a great start.
Yeah, it's a great start. Oh my God.
And before we get into the Dubai and the Paris and all that, so you mean village as in like there's no like fast food restaurants type thing?
No.
No way.
Is there even plumbing?
Yes.
Okay. I don't know. Where I grew up, there was no plumbing. It was like a cup and water, and that's a shower.
Wait. No. Okay. We could put it in a bucket. Uh-huh. And that's not how I expected to start.
Okay. You know what?
We could put it in, like, you mix the cold with the hot in one big bucket and then use. Yeah. Okay, but now it's a bit better.
Right. Okay. That's good. There you go. Okay. Yeah. I needed to ask.
Just because from Mexico, we have to sometimes, what do? We have to get our bucket and then pour it over us and then, hey, you're clean, you know what I mean?
Exactly. So,
and here we are today in Beverly Hills and, you know, nice and cleaned up, as you can tell. You look amazing.
You guys, I look amazing. I'm loving the suits. Oh, I'm loving the hair. Everything.
Thank you.
And I love I don't know how, but your face looks perfectly tanned.
Oh my God, stop. You're going to make me so mad. Oh my God, I love you so much.
He takes care of his face.
Oh my God. Trying to keep up with him and his ritual.
So I'd love to ask you a question. Yes. So obviously, we know your age, but you know, a lot of people that do follow us, they're very young. Sometimes they're developing their careers or understanding what to do in life. So being in your youthful stage, you know, because you're very young.
Yes.
If you don't mind elaborating with us, how old you are and how you started your business adventure here in the States.
In the States.
What made you want to come to the States?
I'm 25 years old. And what made me want to come to the States is for the sake of my brand, I wanted to be famous.
Okay.
And Hollywood.
Okay. Got it. Love that.
I came because I wanted to be an actress, but trying to build connections with X and Y and Z in order to have a role here or a role there, I figured that I'm paying way too much money on invitations to these A-class restaurants. Uh-huh. So I said, just put the money together, write a script, and produce the movie.
Wow.
Here we are.
So you're, I remember seeing your social media, and it looks like you're in some, but you're also the producer.
Yes.
So how is that? How do you differentiate? How do you make the difference? Or actually, more better of a question is, what do you like more? Do you prefer being behind the screen and being able, you know, telling people what to do and organizing things? Or do you prefer being in front of the camera?
I love being in front of the camera, but what excited me the most in all of this was being a producer.
Wow.
Because every day on set, there is a problem. Mm-hmm. And back then, I was going insane. But now, the adrenaline rush I was having, amazing.
I love that. And is it because you're more in control of the situation?
I love challenges.
Okay.
And every day it was a challenge because, you know, when you're producing a movie,
yes,
the payment of the day is done and it's not cheap when you're paying each person and you have a team of, so it depends on the movie.
Many, yes.
You need to fix the issue because or else you lost the whole day's money and the money's not little.
Right,
that makes sense.
I love the challenge.
Right, and being an actress, you can only have so much of that control, but being the producer, you're like, well, I'm gonna be the one that fixes it. I'm gonna have that challenge.
Right.
I'll tell you, the challenge with the actresses that, because I wrote, produced, and I starred in it.
Wow.
It's very, even though I wrote it, it's so hard to put exactly what's in the director's mind, mm-hmm. what's in the writer's mind, mm. and deliver all of that on camera, wow. that is very hard wow, for actors and hard. Actresses.
Oh my God.
So that's why they say I want to link to the script. Mm-hmm. I want to be emotionally connected to the script, or I don't even want it.
So do you believe as a producer, and again, we know a little bit about Hollywood, not as much as we want to know, but enough to understand that being a producer or a director, isn't easy. You even said the word challenges, mm-hmm. right? But you enjoy it, which actually, to be a producer or director, you kind of need to be open to the idea of challenges, right?
Not a director.
Okay.
I don't want to take from the, because I have an amazing director. okay, I don't okay. want to take from his credits. Good, this okay. is good. Not okay. a director, but yes, a producer.
Got it. Can you tell us a little bit of like, what are the differences?
The director needs to be, the producer needs to take care from A to Z with everything going on. Mm-hmm. If the director needs the sun to give a pinkish glow, mm-hmm. he needs to look at the screen and be like, there's no pinkish glow. I need the pinkish glow. Mm. The producer has to take care of that. Not him personally, but he's like, okay, who's in charge of lighting, et cetera, et cetera.
Got it.
Okay, but okay. the director just needs to read the script, imagine it, and make sure whatever he imagined is on the screen. Mm. And that is very hard.
Oh, wow.
So he's I don't kind want of to like, take someone's credit.
So he's kind mm-hmm. of like the guy mm-hmm. creating the art piece. Like the art piece has to look perfect, and you have to make sure that art piece is provided.
A movie is like a puzzle.
Wow. Okay. It sounds so complex.
Yeah. yeah. I'm starting to have a hard time understanding, yeah. but I can see why it's different.
But it's coming
yeah.
together.
Yeah.
Some people put the colors in the puzzle to make it hard. Mm-hmm. Some people say how the picture of the puzzle. Some people highlight how big or small is the puzzle. And then there's a lot of work. Mm-hmm. And the producer puts the puzzle together.
Oh okay.
Got wow. it. Okay. I love that. I love that. Well, this is like so amazing already. And it's great stuff that you're doing. And obviously, there's so many people out there that are 25 and they want to be a producer, actress, you know, influencer. Mm-hmm. But also what we want to go back a little bit also to the village time where did this all start, like in your mind, where you knew inside of your head, I want to be an actress. I want to be a producer. Mm-hmm. Did something spark in your head one day where you're like, this is for me? Or did that happen recently?
Okay. I want to be honest because I don't like to sugarcoat things.
Okay. Yes.
My father passed away.
Okay.
I got an inheritance from my father. Mm-hmm. That's how we ended up in such an amazing podcast that okay. has three very important topics of life.
Yes.
Real estate. From real estate, I got into the fashion brand I have. From fashion brand, I knew that a celebrity would make the fashion brand more famous.
Yes.
Then I got into Hollywood to be more famous for my brand. When I was in Hollywood, mm-hmm. it was all about the numbers making sense.
Yes.
After I got into the business of the show business and all of that, I discovered this is my passion in life.
Amazing.
So it was while I was doing it that I said, I don't care if I have to put every last penny of mine and I have to connect with all the whole wide world. Amazing. This is my passion in life.
Oh my God. Wow. So this came after, it wasn't something where you were a young girl and you're like, I'm going to be an actress, I'm going to be a producer. This came later on.
This is gonna sound very silly, but okay. I always wanted to be famous, and oh USA was okay. always.
I feel it.
USA was always. I'm not famous yet.
You are totally famous. Like I'm turning red. Well, hold on,
she's
so famous.
This is
like,
coming from someone who's got 4 million followers.
Yeah, she has 4 million followers. Let's be real here. Of views, like you are so famous. Like, oh my God.
But on the other side of the world.
Okay. Okay.
Hey, but you know what? It doesn't matter where. As long as people know you and you're creative and you're always creating, producing something,
You guys are so humble and it's very true. Sweet.
Like we're on the way here today on the drive and we were so excited. We're like, oh my God, we got to meet her. Like you are like a celebrity.
I was so excited I showed you guys to my Uber driver.
Oh my God, I love it. There you go. Oh my God. Cool. Hopefully he thought we were cool.
And, yes.
Okay, there you go. And actually, this is an amazing topic as well that we have to kind of rewind to again. So yes, producing, acting. But the connection between all three of us here, which is so amazing, is that we all did mortgages at one time. I'm still doing mortgages. We're part of the mortgage lenders. But you actually did mortgages, I believe, in Dubai. Is that correct?
Yes.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, so it's not only producing. It's not only acting. mortgages is something that you have to be so intelligent because of the numbers that are printed. It's math, you guys.
Right.
And this is something that you are a professional at as well. Can you tell us about that?
That's my niche.
Oh, I like that. Oh, see, my niche. God.
You're talking to the right people.
She even knows the language.
Right. Oh, my God. For real.
Yeah, the niche.
And yeah, tell us about that journey.
I will tell you something. Okay. In Dubai,
yes,
having a credit card takes away 5% of your mortgage. So if they're going to give you 60%, they're going to give you 55%. Mm-hmm. Unlike in the US, mm-hmm, where no credit cards, you don't exist, no credit score.
Mm. Right.
Wow, that's such a different thing.
That's the opposite.
Do you understand the economics of that? Is there a reason why, in your experience as being someone out there, why that would be?
They believe that, not they, I think how it's working there is that if you are an employee, they're trusting that at the end of the month, you have a salary coming. So they even give you up to 80%.
Okay.
In the UAE, in Dubai, Emirates.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And if you are someone that needs a credit card, then you need debt to pay your bills. So how could you also, on top of the debt you're using for your bills, pay your debt that you're using? You get it?
Yes.
This is how I believe. Mm-hmm. Not I believe. This is how it is. Mm-hmm. This is why they take 5%.
Mm-hmm.
And I want every percentage I could have.
Right. Right.
So it's such a different
every
philosophy,
percent,
right?
Because right,
in the mortgage business, we obviously need, like you said, we need that credit. We need that FICO score to determine your ability to repay debt.
Because they believe credit cards is bad debt. Even though, mm-hmm, oh, I can pay up front, I can take advantage of the point to get the tickets to book my credit card is bad debt. And mortgages is very smart debt. I call it free money.
Right. Okay, yes.
Absolutely.
I love that, because, and I hear that all the time as well, that in Dubai or Emirates, that having, yes, that's correct, that having credit cards is a bad thing. And it's totally opposite, because over here we're like trying to get Amexes, gold, silver, black, like whatever you can get. But
in Dubai, if you make $10,000 a month, you can get the silver American Express card like that.
Wow.
So now I'm applying. I'm becoming American.
You know American Express.
I'm becoming American because I'm applying to the American Express.
Okay.
In America, you need a credit card. You need a credit card.
Right.
Yeah,
right.
It's exactly. Such a topic here.
Because when they're like, you do have a credit score, I'm like, I have bank statements that are good. And they're like, no.
Yeah,
a little bit different for sure. And so how did you get into the mortgage world? Because you are, you know, like you said, when you were growing up, you were meant to be famous. Yeah. And you are. But again, in our world of mortgages and real estate, you know, it's not really every day that you see like a celebrity mortgage or a real estate agent.
Right.
And you're a celebrity. So how did you get into the mortgage world?
Shout out to my mom.
Shout out to mom. Shout out
mother.
To mom. We love
does
you.
Does she actually watch your content?
Yes.
Oh
she
my
does.
God.
She loves
we
it.
Love you. Oh my God.
She loves it.
Okay.
I love my mom as well. She's my biggest cheerleader. I love her.
That's amazing. Did she come with you here? Or?
We're working on her American visa, but she visits me so much in France.
Okay.
However, she has her own business. She gets containers from. She's her own business entrepreneur for the past 35 years.
Oh, okay. So she's got it.
Oh my God.
She's amazing. When my father passed away, she's you guys go.
Sorry to hear this.
Thank you. She said, you guys have an inheritance. Don't spend it.
Mm-hmm.
Like that is, the money's going to finish. Mm-hmm. Put it in real estate. That's not my money. That's your money. So it's not like,
yes.
I'm not going to say the sentence that came. The filter just told me, don't say it.
Okay, there you go. It stopped you.
Yes. But she said, that's your money, not my money. But invest it wisely.
Yes.
And then if you invest it in real estate, it's going to get you money till forever.
Yes.
So I said, okay, but if I'm going to invest this inheritance into one real estate, it's not going to make sense. That's how I discovered the mortgage world.
Okay. Love it.
And I love the mortgage world.
Oh my
because
God. You're giving me the chills.
It's not about the beautiful real estate. I know we all want it. I know we all want the beautiful
yes.
Right,
yes.
Mm-hmm.
This is not the one that gets you the money. This is the one that gets you the life we all want with a beautiful.
Right.
What gets the money is the high ROI.
Mm-hmm. The return on over investment. Right.
And this is how I got into all of this.
Wow. This Fantastic. Is so amazing to hear because this is what we live for.
Yeah. And a lot of people that watch, they don't understand the physics of, okay, what do we have to do to create wealth instead of like, because you can make money. There's a difference between I want to get rich, I want to make money, and there's wealth, right? Wealth means something you can hold on to and pass it through legacy.
I love that. This needs to go viral.
Oh my God, right.
Exactly. thing.
No, exactly. And I feel like you're doing that, and you're creating your empire, and you've only been in America for how many years?
In America, this is the second year.
Wow. Second year. And you actually articulate very well in English. Wow. Did you learn some of that out there? Or?
Disney Channel.
No way.
You're not even kidding, are you?
No.
Shout out to Disney Channel.
I'm not joking. That is not a joke.
And you guys watch it. You guys watch Disney Channel. I know.
So you learned English by watching like the Disney Channel?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Hannah Montana.
We love Hannah Montana.
Zach and Cody. Like
okay. Oh my God, this is so amazing.
Well, I love that.
And that's what I actually have in the last year or two. We have become friends with a lot of people from all around the world that are living here in America now.
Right.
And they've only been living here for like a couple of years. And I always ask them that question, how do you know English so well? And they're like, all we did was watch novellas or TV shows or Nickelodeon or Disney Channel. So this is like the first. The fifth person that has told us this, so it must be, you know, what it is.
Definitely.
So curving a little bit about fashion, right? So obviously me and Mike, we do a lot of hosting and sponsor different fashion shows. Like we just sponsored the Metropolitan Fashion Show. Mm-hmm. And we do runway as well. But looking into your social media, you have this energy that you present yourself with your fashion, with your beautiful dresses. And you guys can look her up for social media platforms right there. So explain to us, like, how did you get into fashion, and is it one of your fortes in your life right now?
Ever since I was young, I used to be obsessed with getting like a super glue and cutting smooth. It looked bad on the Barbie, but from my point of view, it looked amazing.
Yeah, exactly, exactly.
Fashion is something I think that some girls are really into, and I'm one of these girls that are really into fashion.
Love it.
It started ever since I was very, very young.
Okay.
And that's pretty, like, I'm the typical old-fashioned dressing the Barbies up.
Oh, love it, love it.
This is me.
Okay. Who is your most iconic model or person or designer that you just kind of love and follow?
I'll tell you something. Mm-hmm. I have international ones in mind, and I have Lebanese ones in mind. Mm. And I don't want to state one.
I love that.
Not the other.
Okay. I love that.
Because I'd like to state the Lebanese one because it's my country. Mm-hmm. But also I love the international one.
Got it.
I'd rather, there are a lot of talented people out there. Yeah, and I always say there's enough success and money for everyone. Like money's printed in the banks. There's enough for everyone.
I love that saying. And actually we were speaking about, you know, buying properties and mortgages, and I love that information that you gave the audience a moment ago, because a lot of people here in America, and you've only been here for 2 years, even people here in America think that the American dream is a beautiful home with a white picket fence and, you know, a nice backyard, when in reality so much people in America go and do that, but they don't go the route where it will make them money, which is the properties that are not so beautiful, the properties that will bring you an ROI. And I had to bring this back up because, again, we're in mortgages and real estate, and anyone who may be watching this podcast, maybe in another part of the world, maybe Lebanon or anywhere, just not here in America, don't be fooled by America giving you that concept of the American dream, of that white picket fence, of that beautiful little home, because even people in America get fooled, and that's their first purchase. They go and do that, and sometimes for the rest of their life, that's their only purchase, and then they don't have this huge return on investment like the neighbor who went and bought the ugly home next door that maybe was a duplex, a triplex. And then they were able to 10 times their money rather than maybe 2 times their money with a regular American dream type property. So don't be fooled by the American dream. It's an amazing picture to think of, but you could actually have your own American dream and create it on your own if you just go out there and you do what people are not doing, if that makes any sense.
I'll tell you what you could do. You could invest in these properties that are not nice, and That is my personal advice. I'm not saying other people say that. And then from the income that you get from these mortgages that are there for you for the next 25 years, it's there forever. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
You could, from that investment, and when you're actually making, excuse me for this word, fuck you money.
There you go. Yeah.
You could,
loves it.
You could rent that beautiful house.
Right.
Right.
Rent
exactly.
It.
Yes.
One day you want to rent it in Beverly Hills. The second day you want to rent it in Hawaii. The third day in Dubai. The fourth day in Paris. But don't get a big, unless, unless you're like a triple digit millionaire.
Exactly.
Do whatever you want. By
right,
then.
Right, right. At that point, okay.
Tell, we need you to listen to your advice.
Right, call us.
And a lot of people do that. Even my first home was the house. Right. And I made the mistake because I was so young at the time. I'm like, I bought the house and I didn't invest. Mm-hmm. Even though we made a lot of equity and it all worked out in some aspect, but I could have bought 3 or 4 or 5 properties and continued investing. Exactly. So I'm a living example of making that original mistake of buying the dream home. When in reality, when you're growing, you buy properties to invest to get an ROI and you keep building and building and maybe cash them out and buy units or commercial properties and you keep growing to create that legacy wealth. And that's the biggest thing, the biggest mistake people have is they just want that beautiful house they can live in already and feel like, check out, tell all their friends, hey, I got that nice house over there. You want to come over? Mm-hmm. Versus like, I got this beat up property that I'm still putting together, but at least it's going to give them a future investment. And I think that's great advice because you're coming from a different country. You already understand what it requires to make wealth, which is real estate. That's one part of business, right? Obviously, there's stocks and other things that we're not really into, but there's so many ways to make money, but it's just, there's a strategy for it, you know?
And you're only 25, so this is so amazing. Oh my God. You don't have to tell, it's okay. You don't have to tell us the exact number, but obviously you own properties of your own, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, love it. So 25 years old, you guys, I mean, you could literally own a property. Can I ask you, are those properties in America?
Not yet,
okay.
Not yet, but hey, all of them are in Dubai. I'll tell you what. The next one should be in France. Wow. Let's say it this way.
Okay. I love that.
Cut.
Amazing. So then for the audience, like if they're the younger audience, at least if they're watching, do you have any advice for them on getting a property? Like do you just pull the trigger? Like what do you?
Yes. Go. I'm going to say this is the cheat code. You cannot go wrong with that. And you need 3 to 4 years. 2 to 3 years. Go to ChatGPT, put in your, ask it, what's the high ROI places? Any places that highlight the expensive thing, remove it. Any place that you're like, oh, maybe I'll live there, maybe I wouldn't, keep it. And any place that highlights high ROI, but you feel like it, you as someone that lives there, you know that people don't, like university students, normal families don't live there, also remove it. You're going to end up with one city. Mm-hmm. Invest in that. At some point, after you do more than one mortgage, you could do top up on your actual mortgage. You could get extra mortgage because the banks trusted you. By then, you're not even putting liquid cash anymore. Mm-hmm. You're taking the top up from the mortgages you paid. Mm-hmm. You're giving the bank the mortgage, the payment. So the bank trusts you more. He's going to give you more and more money because your wealth is more. Once that is done, you do a top up. So you use the top up as the down payment, you use the mortgage, free property. The next free property is just from there, it's endless. Another thing, and that is a huge cheat code.
That is amazing.
Newcastle in Britain is the next city to be big. Everyone there is students, university students.
Wow.
Now you can buy townhouses for £80,000, £90,000. You can rent them for £750. Maybe the money for you is not that much, but once you put £80,000, you can go to the bank, take equity release. The bank is going to give you 90%. Take that money, put £5,000, £10,000, buy another one. Amazing. If you do that endlessly, this is how you become a multi-millionaire.
I love that.
I'm sorry, I spoke too much.
She just gave you guys the cheat code. Guys, like, are you guys watching
even
this?
We just recorded the cheat code.
No, like, I'm like about to go to Britain. Like, this is amazing. Like,
you go to my Instagram. I was in Newcastle.
Oh, my God. And just for people to know, what is pounds? How do you convert that into American dollar?
That's kind of hard.
Or actually, do you know what 80 pounds would be in American dollars?
Like $90, $99, $95, $90, $90. Let's go with that.
Okay.
We
could always pull it up.
Wait.
We could always pull it up.
Wait a second.
No worries. Wow, that was a cheat code, you guys. I mean,
pounds in dollars. $117. I'm sorry.
Okay. There you go. There you go.
Close. Just a little bit more.
Okay. Yes. Definitely. Here. Wow. So that is like an extreme cheat code. People sleep on this all the time. When there's somebody that gives you advice, they think it's just like, oh, like that's like a great idea. Mm-hmm. But when you really go and act on these type of things, like she just said, she just made you guys a millionaire. I know it sounds crazy, but when you take action, little actions like this, this is what creates you to be a millionaire. And at 25 years old, you can do this. as right. well. It's amazing.
But what proves it, because I know that there's a lot of people that speak on social media. Uh-huh. I do have the golden visa from Dubai, and on the golden visa, I'll show you guys later
okay.
on, it says property owner.
Wow.
So to get that, you need to make a certain type of investment.
Mm-hmm. Got it.
And that's kind of a proof, because you know social media these days.
Right.
Of course.
And are we allowed to ask you a little bit about this golden... It's called
you
Golden.
You can ask anything.
I love you so much. Okay, so it's called Golden.
Golden Visa.
Golden Visa. Can you talk this about? That sounds
this
amazing.
This is, so in UAE, and I believe UAE is also the land of opportunities.
Okay.
The highest type of residency you could get is the Golden Visa. Okay. There are different types of Golden Visas. Wow. The one I got is okay. property owner.
Okay.
And
this is the highest.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Okay.
And. Yeah, you basically need to invest a certain amount of money.
Amazing.
And once you invest in real estate, once uh-huh. you invest that, they give it to you.
And the Golden Visa is like all access throughout the country or throughout the world? Is that what it allows you to do? Or
No.
It'll just allow you to live there.
But you also have perks.
Mm-hmm. Okay, got it.
But it's not like a passport.
Uh-huh. Oh, I see. Mm-hmm. Okay, got it.
Okay. Do you have to buy a certain amount of real estate out there to get that Golden Visa?
You need to spend a certain amount of money.
Spend them. Okay, got
I
it.
I think
okay.
it's a Google search away.
Okay, yes,
I don't
want to
jump
go.
Into that
right,
because
right, exactly. no,
you never
definitely.
Know when people are seeing it. You never know if the country changed it to more,
yes.
to less. So I don't want to state the number.
Yes, definitely.
Well, okay, well, I know...
Sorry, in cash, not in mortgages.
Mm-hmm. Oh, got it. Mm-hmm. So yes. in assets, like you
yeah,
have to have,
in okay. actual cash, liquid cash from you.
Okay, got it. So I have a question for you. So you're also in, you know, I believe you're going to be in the movie soon, right? It's coming out next year in 2025, okay. and it's called Beauty of Poverty.
Oh my did God, I, Beauty of right? Poverty. Yeah.
So I can only imagine how many questions I want to ask you about this movie. Right. Just the name alone kind of tells me already the story and the plot.
Yes. But so many things in the mind.
Yeah. So let's elaborate. I want you to take the moment and explain the whole idea behind the movie.
Yes, please.
I've lived as a poor person and I had a beautiful childhood. It wasn't bad. I've lived as I am living now and I've had the middle class. Uh-huh. There's a lot. I had enough with movies showing that happiness comes from wealth and sadness and disastrous things. Excuse my vocab, mm-hmm. Comes from poverty.
Yes.
And I wanted the movie to highlight that, the opposite. Like, even there's a part where I'm highlighting a social issue, which is, I'm sick of highlighting, okay, if you're poor family, your father is a drug addict, mm-hmm. your mother is alcoholic, mm-hmm. or that is not mm-hmm. the truth. The
right.
poor families have the fathers and the mothers that are ready to kill themselves mm-hmm. for the kids. Mm-hmm. And there's a narrative I saw growing up. And me personally, I've had a beautiful childhood and we didn't have a beautiful house. We didn't have whatever. Mm-hmm. So I wanted the movie to highlight that.
Wow.
Yeah, that's.
That is so wow. beautiful. Like, I literally have the chills. I want to like cry because it's so beautiful.
Right.
Literally.
Thank you.
You know, and I think what you're doing is so amazing because, yes, you do hear from people who have low, you know, families where it was very hard for them. There was abuse. There was alcohol mm-hmm. issues or drugs or whatever it may
but
be.
But these also exist in wealthy
oh,
families.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Sometimes even more. It maybe it's just not talked about so much. And I think what I'm trying to say is that, you know, the people who go through those issues, they are talked about a lot because usually when somebody goes through a traumatic experience, it's talked about a lot. Mm-hmm. Now, obviously, you're coming from kind of the same type of household, not the drugs or the abuse or anything like that, but the poor aspect of it. And you're sitting here today saying how beautiful your childhood was.
I had beautiful.
I mean, that is so, I mean, I literally have the chills now. Again, it goes back to, you know, you have this beautiful life and yes, it may have been a little bit hard, but it was beautiful. Sometimes people who have those lives are not as outspoken as people who maybe had mm-hmm. a lot of abuse or that type of thing. So you don't hear about it a lot.
Bruno Mars speaks beautifully about his upbringing and the fact that they were poor but happy.
That's so
and
beautiful.
I love that
right.
about him.
That is so beautiful. I think we need to hear this more.
He
from
even
people.
Went and showed them like this is where I used to live.
Wow.
But he spoke so beautifully about
that's
it.
That's beautiful.
And about his family.
That's beautiful.
And, you know, I can recollect living in that beauty of poverty mm-hmm. Feeling because I also grew up happy, mm-hmm. but I wasn't rich. I wasn't wealthy. I was living in some shambly looking property and My parents did the best they could. They both worked, and I remember playing marbles in the backyard with mud, and I was the happiest person in the
Me
world.
Me too.
And that was like the best thing in the world. I'm like, oh my God, I have everything I need.
Yeah.
But like you said, beauty of poverty actually makes
It's so
makes
sad
up
when
sense.
Your neighbor wins your marbles.
Yeah. No. Or when they steal them.
Oh my God.
Or when they steal them. They're like, where's my marbles at? And then you see them the next day having
them. Your favorite
them.
One. Your favorite
Oh, it's always one. The big one too. You take the best one.
But,
the best
but this
colors.
Is what I mean. So like you guys come from maybe a family where you guys are so calm and happy with your lives. You're kind of not out there screaming to the world. Like, and I'm not saying every person who went through a bad life as a child is out there screaming to the world that they went through a bad life. It's just more known because sometimes they are a little bit more vocal, but the individuals who really had a beautiful life, but it was still poor, you don't really hear them every day screaming that this was the most beautiful life, but it was poor. But this is what you guys are saying today. And that is what needs to be heard more in the world, because like you said, most families who are in that level, they are happy just like you two. And, you know, it's just amazing to be sitting here with both of you guys who have this feeling, because I, you know, live with Mr. Eli, and it's very true. When I ask him about his past, it's never anything that he will come up and be like, oh, it was so hard. But I know, because I know his life, that it was a very, you know, playing with marbles in the dirt type thing. So, but I sit there and I watch him. I'm like, wow, he's so happy with his life that he came up with. And that's what you just told us today. So thank you for sharing that. That's like so heartwarming.
Yeah.
Honestly, like, wow.
Honestly, thank you as well for mentioning the marbles and connecting on that level.
No, of so course. Beautiful. I feel like the movie makes so much sense to me. And I think a lot of people don't have money. I mean, I think there's a statistic of how many Americans or anybody in the world, how much money they have in their bank account.
Right, right,
I think we were researching that almost nobody has even $1,000 in their bank. Mm-hmm, so I feel like the concept of finding the beauty in wherever you're at in life, it's a better way of knowing to accept that life happens for you, not to you. And I think that's the way people should live their life and accept the fact, hey, whatever happened is happening for a bigger greatness, a bigger cause for you, no matter what it is, even if it's death, if it's illness, if it's sickness, something in that you're going to endure promotes something that's going to come to you better in life.
But it's also not a podcast where we're saying, oh, money doesn't matter. Money is the source of all evil. Mm-hmm. Evil is evil anywhere.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Right.
But money makes life easier.
Yes.
Like he said, correct, my parents did the best for me. Mm-hmm. Imagine two people working and dedicating their life for you.
Right.
That is amazing.
Amazing.
But you would love to make so much money and be like, you know what, now that my parents worked so hard, I want to spoil them. But that is not connected with a happy or sad childhood or a happy or sad life.
Right.
Because I don't want to just highlight, oh, I don't care about money.
Right.
No, money is, but it's not connected.
Your concept is two people coming together to take care of you. How do you take care of them? You know, especially
this is one part
parents.
Of it. I just wanted to make an example.
No, that's beautiful.
I love that.
That's
how do you associate yourself with your social media page? So we actually have two pages. We have our real estate and mortgage page and podcast, and we also have our social media page. So did something happen where, because you have, let's be real, you have 4 million plus followers. It's not easy at all.
And millions of views.
And millions of views. It's so it's a legit many. Page. It's not like you went, I'm going to buy a bunch of bots. Mm-hmm. You did your work. You did your research and you put in your hours. How do you spend so much time doing what you do, mortgages, and I'm sure you got producing movies, acting,
fashion,
filming, fashion,
oh my gosh.
And still
and
have
only
time,
25.
Yeah. And,
sorry, I had to say that.
And still have time to find a moment to record some social media. Do you have a camera guy? What exactly, how do you put that together?
I'm still putting it together.
Okay.
When it comes to social media, the beauty in my social media is that I started before my father passed away, before all of that. So if you go to my TikTok, and my Instagram is the one with the 4.1 million.
Yes.
But if you go down to my TikTok, all the way down, you see me in Kenya doing volunteer work.
Mm, wow.
And if you keep on scrolling up, you see how I got better and better and better. How I used to like be so happy with taking a picture with a Louis Vuitton bag.
Okay, love it, love it. Yes.
To now walking the red carpet of Cannes. It's there.
Yes.
Wow.
And everyone from back from where I come from look at this and be like, I had a DM a few days ago. She's like, I watched you ever since I was 14.
Wow.
I'm 18 now. And because of you, I believe that I can do anything I want.
Wow. Oh my God.
Because it's the reality. It's there. It's documented step by step.
Wow.
And every time I do something, even if it's a story or even if it's a whatever it is, I don't try to make it look perfect. At some point, I was posting so much face-tuned pictures. You can go back in my Instagram. Okay, okay. But now I'm like, there are all of these people actually watching me.
Yes.
So what keeps me, even at 2 a.m., 3 a.m., to post these things are all of these comments and DMs about them watching me. Mm. And now I have a whole archive of how I did it. When I went to Dubai, when I got my visa, when I... everything.
So the comments are kind of driving you? Your people that are watching you, giving you these
even
amazing...
if I affected one person in 4 years, that's all I want.
My gosh, I keep this getting the chills. This is like so amazing. Like, oh my gosh.
It's so empowering. We actually can sit here and absorb what you're saying. Like, I get it. Because we also, when we get those comments, obviously you're going to get hate comments, and that's okay. You know, because it's like I said, it's for you, not against you.
Sometimes I delete them.
Okay, there you go. I love it. I'm going to start doing this because sometimes I leave them, but I'm like, I'm going to start deleting these. Like, I love
deleted
all the good
one today, actually.
Sometimes you guys are very mean.
Right, right.
And I would be crying, and then I read a mean comment, and I cry more.
Right. No more mean comments. No more mean comments.
You guys know who you are, too.
Yeah.
So I feel like...
Go ahead.
Like, I feel like we can connect to that because there's so much energy we get off our people that watch us from lives, from TikTok, from anything on any social media platform. Because just like you're producing the movie, social media is another facet of how people can communicate with you. Kind of like TV used to be. Let's be real. Nobody really watches TV anymore. It's either YouTube or some kind of Google thing of some kind or social media. It's right on your phone. So I feel like that's why now we have this presence now where people that are probably younger because millennials and there's other generations, can't even name them anymore.
Right.
And they are learning so much from us doing what we do best, right? So people, like you said, the female that said, hey, I've been watching you since I was 14 and now she's 18.
Right.
Could you imagine if you weren't present?
We're going to put this as a screenshot.
Yes. Yes, yes, exactly.
Somewhere here.
Right, right.
Somewhere here.
See, oh my God, we'll see you soon.
So it's just, that's the power now. That we all can provide to people is this video that we're recording. Podcasting is another, it's a way to pass a message of people's knowledge, just like the knowledge you have are passing it to people. And it's so fascinating that you get to do it in different countries. And now you're here in America and now you're continuing that legacy that your mom started with, that I'm sure your dad was involved in that process. And here you are now just radiating with that energy, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It's so
cool.
Yeah, worldwide. You are worldwide, which is so amazing.
We're not worldwide yet. We might be,
worldwide,
maybe with you.
Yeah, we're not worldwide. You are. And you know,
they are too humble.
No.
That is not true.
It
they're more
so
accomplished
true.
Than me.
No, this
they're
is so true.
They're just being humble.
This is so, and she's, one thing I'm about to ask is, wow, so the Cannes Film Festival, this is something where you are a local or a regular on the Cannes.
Regular.
So I used to see this when I was younger because I always felt like, you know, for me, I wanted to be some type of influencer or something as well. So to the Cannes Film Festival to me was always like, oh my gosh, that is like the place if you make it. And so when you were on this red carpet where only celebrities are invited, A-listers, like this is such an amazing place to be. It's an accomplishment, really. Did you have like an awe moment and did you feel like, okay, I made it?
Yes.
Oh my God.
Yeah, you do feel that.
Yeah.
Okay. When you're walking on the carpet.
Yes.
First, you see the reality.
Okay.
It's not all sparkling.
Mm-hmm.
But you still say, how am I here?
Mm-hmm.
How am I walking the Cannes red carpet? Opening ceremony, not just, and each time it's the opening ceremony and then some Hollywood movie. And these are the hardest two to be on.
Hardest.
But you know what? I hope next May, you guys would be in the Martinez and you'll see all of the celebrities. And I just, you guys with these suits, I'm like,
oh my God.
They belong in the south of France.
There
they belong there.
Oh my God, yes.
But yeah, you do have that.
Yeah, that's so amazing.
My first red carpet, I was crying because nobody took a video of me on the red carpet. They just took pictures.
Oh my God.
The first 20 minutes inside watching the movie, because that's basically it.
Okay.
And there's a guy sitting next to me, like, why is this woman crying? And I'm like, and I'm calling, like, no one took a video.
No.
What's
they
the
missed
point?
Out. They missed out. That would have been the best video.
Yeah.
Oh my God. But yeah, from villages to red carpets. And again, these are just not regular red carpets. We've been on a few ourselves, but not the Cannes. And that is just so phenomenal. And I have to bring this up because, again, it's because of the hard work you have put in and accomplished. It's not just, she showed up on a red carpet and looked beautiful. I mean, that is all work. And even when you're there, most people are just seeing somebody beautiful in a dress and on a red carpet. You're there and you're also working. You know, that is work, right. And nobody really realizes that. But when we have these conversations that we're having now, that's when they kind of get to see the insight. And I just want to just say bravo, because honestly, like, that is an extreme place to be. And you were on that red carpet. But that actually brings me up to my next question. We've been talking this whole time. Everything's been so amazing, it seems like, in your life. And even in
because you both are very nice hosts.
Oh, thank you.
Very
thank
kind.
You. Oh, my God.
These people are very kind. It's not just on camera.
We love you so much.
And they give you free donuts.
Yeah, we do. We definitely, we have the donuts. And we'll eat one with you. So
the way to my heart is my tummy.
Oh, my God. I love it. Same here, though. Same here. And so then, obviously, this next question will be just a little bit more tough. But I know everything has been so amazing, but even people who are amazing, they go through a time sometimes where everything's going so amazing, and then they just wake up one day and maybe it's not going amazing, and you're like, I don't even want to get out of bed. This is just a really hard day for me. Have you had one of those days, and how did you get yourself out of bed that day? Because we put in a lot of work. I know there has to have been maybe a bad day, or maybe there wasn't.
Okay. I'm going to give a very soon example.
Yeah, okay.
I've been very sad the past 2 weeks, and been in bed the past 2 weeks. And Eli and Mike got me to be here, and I'm very flattered.
Oh my God.
And yesterday I looked at my Instagram, I'm like, I have to look like this tomorrow. You guys literally got me to get out of bed. I went outside, I bought new clothes.
Which it looks
delicious. Oh, hold on. Wait, we have to show your shoes. We have to.
And Dolce shoes.
Look at these guys.
Delicious. Okay.
Oh, my God.
Wow. It even has a little lock on it.
Wait, hold
no
on.
No way.
Hold
it has a lock and key.
No way.
Okay. This is everything. We love locks. And we love keys. So
that is the like best.
The best shoes to wear. Oh,
thank
my God.
You.
It was
thank
meant
you.
To be.
No.
Meant to be.
But, and I did a facial. Oh, and I did my lashes. And honestly, the newest thing was kindness. They are very kind. Even I had a phone call with them to just prepare for everything. Of course, we need to prepare.
Mm-hmm.
And kindness gets you out. Mm-hmm. That is what gets me out every time.
Oh my God.
But
wow.
2 weeks in bed, and yesterday I just freshened up myself, all of that. And you know, yesterday I did the whole thing bath with like... And that is it. It's like kindness. We need to be kind to each other.
Wow.
Yesterday, his name, I think, is Ryan.
Uh-huh.
And he did a facial for me. And he was so kind. And I'm like, and that person doesn't know how sad I am.
Mm-hmm.
But he was so kind.
Oh my God.
I'm like, and then I told him, you know, you're so kind. You don't know what's going on. But thank you.
Oh my God.
So it's kindness. For me, it's kindness.
Wow.
But that message, though, I mean, the idea of having kindness is probably everything. I mean, even beyond making that dollar, or beyond having real estate, or being in the practice of business or social media, people being nice and just like being really open-minded and open arms and feeding you donuts. Like,
oh my God.
That alone can take people to wake up and say, hey, I have a reason. I have a purpose. Because we've been there. We've had our bad days. We don't want to get up, especially him.
Wow,
you don't want
right.
to get out of bed.
For real,
they don't want to get out of bed. I'm a very positive person. I think because I'm a little older than him. So for me, I'm just like, I've been through so many trials and tribulations that I feel like it's meant for you. I have a bad day. I'm like, it's a bad day. It's okay. I can go through it. And versus many of you guys can wake up and be like, I'm having a horrible day. I can't even go to look at my teacher or my partner or my fiance or husband or wife or kids because maybe you got into an argument or something, right? But the fact is, like what you said, if people can just be so kind, like that message alone that you said, kindness can get you out of bed.
Wow.
I mean, think about that. That should be a slogan.
Their kindness got me out of bed yesterday. She was, a lady called me and she was double checking if I'm still on it.
Yes.
And she was so kind and nice and positive in her voice. And we need that vibe and energy. So I will repeat it. The last time it was you guys and your kindness.
Oh, I love it.
And here I am today.
Oh my God. Yeah. We love it. I feel it. And I know the audience behind the camera could feel your message right now. That was so beautiful. I felt that in the bottom of my heart.
So we talked about the bad times. So let's talk about something great. So you're 25.
Yes.
And it's probably a hard question because you probably have no idea where you're going to go in the future of your entire life. But let's talk about the next 5 years. So within the next 5 years, I'm sure you maybe contemplated or thought about what is the next big thing that me, Sandy, could do that is something astronomical or maybe something big that you've been wanting to accomplish. Have you put an idea together what you think where you want to be 5 years from now?
I'm going to answer it. And if you guys think this answer is not going to be good, I can repeat it.
No.
That is true that I am very much accomplished. I personally can go inside these stores and buy whatever I want. I have the house. I really, really want to have a family.
Ah, oh, see?
My God.
That's great.
But I'm afraid this is going to be controversial. Because I don't want to be totally controversial.
Is. It totally is.
Well,
no.
Well, look, no.
I really want to have a family.
That's fantastic.
That so beautiful. And you know I love kids.
Oh my God.
And like so the beautiful. Family and all of that.
Oh my God. Are you? And can I ask you, and are you single? Can I ask you this?
It's complicated.
It's complicated. Okay, I love it. Okay. Great answer.
That's a,
like, no, oh wait, I'll rephrase that.
Okay, okay.
Before you have a ring on your finger, do not date multiple men. That is wrong.
Okay.
That is wrong.
There you go.
But before, I'm different. I'm from the Middle East. Okay. You know, if you're serious, mm-hmm. call my mom. Not to marry me, but okay. just... I'm not gonna, just don't have fun with me.
You know, this you is get just, serious.
Are you see? Am I gonna meet your parents?
Right.
Or are we gonna go out?
You know? Are you gonna call her mom? Are you gonna call her mom?
It's not about calling my mom, oh, I'm gonna marry your daughter. It's like, hello, how are you? Just say hi. Are you gonna say hi to my mom?
That is the best.
Yeah, that's
ever.
It. So,
you know?
So it's complicated. And
okay.
Yes, but do not date two men at the same time. That's not what I'm saying.
Oh, shoot. Right, right, right.
That's
exactly.
not what I'm
exactly.
saying.
Wow, that's such a powerful answer because. And I mean, and you're vulnerable right now by saying the fact that you're open to, hey, like, have a family. You know?
I know.
And,
I think
okay.
I did too. I think I did too.
You're not dating anymore.
Oh, yeah. Sorry. Yeah. I'm like, oh.
But, you know,
I was like, no, wait, let me keep my family yeah, very safe.
There's the wall right here.
Wow.
No, but I love how you were vulnerable to it because a lot of people don't want to say the word, oh, I want to have a family because they're afraid of that vulnerability of saying, like, well, oh, maybe. No, but the fact is, a lot of people do want to have a family. I actually came blessed because I was married before and I have two kids, mm-hmm. Which we are now raising together.
That's right. Beautiful.
And it is beautiful. It's also tough, by the way, to be honest.
Of course
raising
it's
a child
tough.
Is very difficult, but there's beauty in it.
Yes.
There's beauty in that kind of poverty, so to yes. say, you know, because there's so much more in store for you.
Right.
And now that's a different type of legacy. Mm-hmm. It's not, it also could be seen
that's
as
a different
wealth,
type
too.
Of wealth. Oh
different God. Type
yes.
of wealth. It is.
Oh my God.
This is so good. So are you planning to continue producing movies? Is this just your first very big production or you're looking to do more productions?
I'm looking to do more productions mm-hmm. and it's about writing a script and making it come to life. Mm-hmm. There's magic in this. Mm-hmm. It's what I want to do in life. It's my passion in life. Okay. Before it was, everything was pen and paper
yes.
numbers. Mm-hmm. Is it high ROI? Does it make money? Mm-hmm. We all know that the movie business, this industry and the movies exactly are the ones that lose the most. So mm-hmm. it's not about high ROI. It's not about, it's my passion in life.
Wow.
And I want to do it. And the numbers will come from the other places.
Wow. There you go. And what she means by this, she was literally a mortgage lender. Numbers, knows how to get return on investments, knows how to, at the end of the month, will get money from something that she put into. Mm. And in movies, sometimes you make a $30 million movie or $300 million movie
right.
and you walk away with $150 million and you lose sometimes and huge losses and your name's on the line. And, you know, in mortgages, you might not close a loan and your name's not going to be like, this person's the worst
right.
movie producer ever. But if you make a huge movie and it flops, it's almost like that could be. I actually want to shout out your brand. Can you just talk about it a little bit for us? Exactly what is it?
My brand has its own factory.
Mm-hmm.
So the profit margin is very big because I produce it and then I sell it retail.
Mm-hmm.
But also there are other brands that make their own products in my factory.
Oh, wow.
And that brings a very big income.
Okay. Great.
And sometimes one... And sometimes one product you do goes viral. Do not underestimate social media.
Mm-hmm.
And that makes so much money. One of the real estate I have is because of one product that went viral last summer.
Wow.
And I'm...
Then, so, like, is your brand, like, all over social media, TikTok? Like, and,
yes.
And this is basically where it's growing. Is this where your brand is growing the most on TikTok?
TikTok, definitely. And also Instagram. You never know where the... video goes viral and then
right.
that does get leads.
Mm-hmm.
This
yes.
is why they pay so much money for marketing.
Right.
Views gets you to people going to your page, it gets you to people going to your brand, it gets you to people going to the website, it gets you to people buying.
Wow.
That's amazing.
It's the circle of life.
I love that.
There's so much information you're giving us to the audience. There has to be something, or maybe there's not, that inspired you maybe when you were a little girl. Was it your mom? Was it your dad? Was it both of them? Or maybe it was just yourself. Maybe it was a celebrity. every time I ask this question, the answer is always different. Sometimes you would think, oh yeah, it was my parents, but sometimes it's a totally different answer. I kind of want to know yours. Was there somebody, a mentor, your parents that inspired you to be who you are today, 25 years old, this most amazing person ever?
My mom is a huge inspiration. My father and my mom used to do tiny bouquets to give in the house to give to restaurants. And now she ships containers, like 12 containers every 3 months.
Mm. No way.
But I do have a consultant, and that person, all of the wisdom I have goes back to that person. And it's really investing your time, money, mm-hmm. everything, youth, mm-hmm. in people mm-hmm. around you that are good. Mm-hmm. It's not only about, by the way, rich people, not, oh, hang out with around wealthy people. Some wealthy people are very bad. And yeah. some people that don't have wealth are also very bad. Right. And the opposite. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, invest mm-hmm. your time in people that are good for you. Not people that you feel better if you're around them, because even though they're mean to you, because it's just about the people around you. So definitely my mom had a huge influence. She's amazing. Mm-hmm. And I saw them going from poverty into wealth. Wow. I saw that with my own eyes. Wow. And it's
beautiful,
also
beautiful.
My consultant and mm-hmm. that person I invested money, time, everything. And I listened to that person, and definitely goes
wow.
to that.
Wow. And the consultant, are you still with the consultant today?
Definitely. Wow. That definitely. So yeah, oh that God. Consultant is the reason wow. behind everything.
Wow. wow. That's a totally different answer that we've heard after all the shows. And that's beautiful.
You learn wow. from people around you.
Wow. Well, you definitely wow. passed on such a great message. I mean, there's so many people that are trying to influence or trying to learn different things from absorbing data from these podcasts that we issue out to people to see. Mm-hmm. And we're going to be releasing these reels real soon. Is there any message or anything that you would love to say to anybody that perhaps you have inside that, you know, for people to understand more about what you're about, or anything they can share for themselves?
Okay. If you have people around you, don't let your intention be negative towards them. Let's say you say something kind, but your intention is negative. Don't do that, because life will turn around. You know, not only, I'm going to repeat it. Mm-hmm. If you have people around you, always make sure that their intentions towards you are good and your intentions towards them are good, mm-hmm. because your life will not grow if your intentions were bad, or you know someone is not good for you, but you're staying around for power, money, because they're cool. I'm talking even about the cool kids at school. Mm-hmm. Don't do that, because intentions are the first thing that drives our ideas, and our ideas create our life. As silly as this might sound to some of you, oh, I'm gonna imagine $1 billion. It didn't appear. This is not what I mean. But it's intentions. Have good intentions and make sure people around you have good intentions. That is very essential in life.
Wow, that's a powerful message.
That was so amazing.
And you know what?
If
we had heard this message 6 years ago, because something between the last 6 years, we went through that same moment of knowing people that were, they looked, they had power, they had greatness, and then, but they weren't really good people. But we were sucked into that vacuum.
But look at Eli mm-hmm. and Mike. They glow together because their intentions towards each other is so genuine. Mm-hmm. It affected me.
Oh my God, thank you.
It made me be like, that's you know, it. Today, so happy and yeah. positive and love full that. Of energy. And now they're growing together because the intention mm-hmm. from the base is very positive.
Mm-hmm. I wow. appreciate that. Wow. And you know what?
That was very honestly, powerful.
That's the biggest wealth they have.
Thank you so much. And the message was so powerful.
It really was so powerful.
I mean, the youth, wow. you know, people in your older years, whatever it may be. I mean, again, we just learned that lesson that you just taught everybody. Probably a few months ago. So again, this is like a cheat code she just gave you guys that can make you the most amazing person ever just by having good intentions for others, but making sure those people have good intentions for you, because we had so many times where we knew that people's intentions weren't good for us, but because they were the cool kids, we stuck around. Mm-hmm. But if we were to sat with you, you know, a couple months back.
Oh, like Sandy said.
Yeah, Sandy said.
So. Your intentions are bad.
Exactly, exactly.
Well, Sandy, God, loves it. We want to appreciate you being on the podcast. Thank you so much for being here.
Me.
And your energy is contagious. Trust me, all day I'm just going to be smiling all the way home now. Yes. On beautiful Beverly Hills, 2.5 hour traffic on the way back home.
Right.
But you know what? Thank you for being here. And guys, you guys got to follow her on social media. How else can anybody follow you?
Yes.
What other platforms do you have?
TikTok, YouTube, I just started and then I stopped and then I'm starting again.
Yay, we're excited.
You could, from Instagram, you could branch out to everywhere else.
Love fantastic.
Love
fantastic.
It.
Thank you. Oh my God, and thank you for giving me the platform.
Oh, of
thank
course.
You for having me.
Oh my God, thank you.
And again, I'm loving the suits.
Oh my God, love your outfit too. It's everything. Especially the shoes with the little lock. That was everything. We love you. Thank you for being here today. Appreciate you.
Well, Sandy, thank you so much. Guys, watch these reels when they come on next week. Much love. See you guys soon.